You know, Dave, when he's not doing the sports here, is the boss of the sports department. And one of the people he hired a long time ago was Kevin Powell. And then I stole Kevin Powell, made him producer of this show when I first came back in 2013. And then a couple years later, after a couple of appearances at Ribfest, the Ribfest people said, we can't have him back.
No.
He ate all the ribs.
Right.
Yeah. He can't come back anymore.
They had to close early.
Yeah. So we bumped him up to our number one baseball guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. To save Ribfest.
Yeah.
That's how it went. Again, I don't make stuff up.
No.
So, Dave, please introduce our guests.
Well, we have a couple of guests with us from the North Center Chamber of Commerce. We have Maribel Selva, who is the president of the North Center
Chamber. El Presidente is here.
And Maribel was with us last year at this time. And North Center, by the way, is an area just, I guess it would be described north of
Kind of in
the
north and the center?
Yeah, north and center. That's a good way to put it.
Right.
And the executive director of the North Center Chamber of Commerce, I just had the privilege of meeting her.
That's seconds ago.
Lindsay Annett, who happens to be my daughter.
Woo! Pleasure to be back. Pleasure to be back, Dave.
Lindsay, by the way, is our favorite Annett.
Yes.
And again, we talked about the rankings off the air.
Yeah.
Lindsay is first. Steven and Karen, second or third, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Ozzy, your dog, is fourth, and Dave is fifth.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
To which Lindsay replied, "Oh."
By the way, up from lower than that.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, your dad was fifth, but we don't see him that often.
Right, that's right.
Lindsay, nice to see you.
Great to see you as well, Steve.
The second Ribfest ends, you guys start planning for next year.
That is true. It is a year-long process. You know, we always want to make it an even better experience the next year.
Set us up for the weekend. What's happening?
So it's the 20th annual Ribfest Chicago. We're celebrating 20 years of ribs and rock and roll.
Is it next weekend?
It is June 8th through 10th.
Is that 2 weeks? I've lost track.
Two weeks from this weekend.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Yeah, we've got an incredible lineup of great rib vendors, all kinds of food, and we've got 25 bands in 25 hours.
Wow.
Music lineup as well.
Probably some bands you were in.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to play.
You were in Rah Rah Riot?
I was the Rah. The first Rah. Maribel, how big a deal is this for the community?
Oh my God, just huge. I'm so happy to be a part of this organization with this wonderful fundraiser that we do. We give right back to the community. We are over $350,000 that we've given directly back to our local non-for-profits, supporting schools and some of the challenge folks that might need it, as food pantries and all of the stuff. So we're super excited. We're looking forward to having a wonderful anniversary Ribfest this year.
And outside of the businesses that are food related that get positive impact, I would assume the businesses in general, because of the foot traffic in the community,
absolutely
get help as well.
We bring thousands of people right into our neighborhood, bringing them right to our merchants' doors, and enhancing the experience all around for our merchants and for our attendees.
Dave, I know what a gambling problem you have, and I know you like to handicap the vendors. So, Lindsay, who are the big favorites we're going to have serving ribs?
Well, they're all wonderful, Steve.
Well done by you.
Yes.
She was trained well.
Wow. Yeah. Well done.
It's true.
We love all of our Ribfest Chicago food vendors. It's an amazing roster this year. So there's two sort of rib competitions that happen at Ribfest Chicago.
Two, Andrea.
Yeah.
There's the Judge's Choice, which WGN's own Kevin Powell has participated in, judging is Sunday afternoon.
He'd eat the ribs. He'd eat the ribs while he was judging. Oh, that's part of the deal.
All the ribs.
Didn't Patty do it 1 year, too?
Patty Vasquez?
She did.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you have any celebrity judges this year you'd like to plug?
keep an eye out on ribfest-chicago.com for those announcements.
Okay. Well done by you there,
you
too, as well.
You can't do it, though, Dave.
So there's a judges competition and?
And there's a people's choice. Mm-hmm. You, the festival attendees, will be able to vote on your favorite ribs. And the ribs that are in the studio right now for
they smell so good. I
suppose we'll have to have some of those.
We brought everybody a taste of wonderful Mrs.
Murphy's. I went to
Murphy's.
A wedding reception at Mrs. Murphy's and Son's Irish Bistro, and I thought I was going to a place where it was just going to be Irish food. Oh, my God. They have the awesome ribs. All of the participants are fantastic, though.
They take the credit for having won the most People's Choices 6 years.
6 years.
Wow. So...
Are they laced with hooch? What's their secret? Do they have a secret, or would you have to kill me if you told me?
I believe they're what they like to, what Mrs. Murphy's likes to highlight is their sauce, which, if I'm not mistaken, has whiskey and marmalade.
Of course it does. Steve, I invite you to come and be part of the judges here.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. How many total folks are participating restaurant-wise?
You've got
28 restaurants.
And it's roughly half and half between vendors serving ribs and all kinds of other things.
Wow.
Donuts, elotes, tacos. Mm-hmm. So there's a little something for everyone.
So how do you do this weekend? Do you sleep later? Like you won't sleep for 3 days?
And then 2 hours, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and it's for the team at the North Center Chamber, it's, you know, the week before, the week after.
Sure.
It's a very much a community
big deal.
It's a labor of love, though.
Absolutely.
To bring out our community. We have a wonderful family area for children, mm-hmm. With inflatables and games and entertainment geared towards kids.
And
it's a wonderful
event. After all these ribs, most of the dads are inflatable.
Yeah, and that kids area that Maribel mentioned is going to be open Friday night for the first time ever this year. So it'll be open all 3 days.
Oh, get
families.
The kids wired Friday night. They'll stay up all night. Fantastic.
Look up Ripfest Chicago and get all the info.
There you go.
I mentioned that North Center. I try to describe where it is. It is North and Center, but maybe you can be more specific on the area.
What are the boundaries?
Well, our boundaries for the North Center Chamber of Commerce is from Addison Street.
Addison.
To the north.
I'm mapping
to
that
Montrose.
Now. To Montrose. Sure, know it
on
well.
On the west is basically the river, California. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the east is a little jagged to Clark and Irving. And to Ashland over to Addison.
That's a substantial footprint.
It is.
I can't help but notice that newsman Steve Grzanich has come downstairs just to say hi.
Maybe the ribs heard him.
What? Yeah, exactly.
When was the last time he was down here?
May. Last May. Was exciting.
Right around this time?
Yeah, right around this time, as a matter of fact.
Just smell the barbecue sauce.
And in the band you want to highlight, are they all your favorites as well?
The bands are all wonderful. We have 25 bands in 25 hours, as I mentioned before. Our big evening headliners, we have the Waco Brothers Friday mm-hmm. night. They'll be playing over at the North Stage at Lincoln Avenue in Berteau. Mm-hmm. We have Saturday night, we have Yolklore on that stage at Lincoln and Berteau Saturday night at 9 o'clock. And then our big Sunday night headliner at the South Stage at Lincoln Avenue and Irving Park will be Rah Rah Riot.
And they'll be playing their new single, Need Your Light.
They will absolutely be playing their new single, Need Your Light.
Yeah. Wow.
With our wonderful lineup, I just think there's a little something for everyone. All genres unrepresented, all indie bands. We have our lineup up on the website.
Sure.
So I encourage you to look it up.
Austin's Texas Lighting, BBQ, King Smokehouse, BBQ Supply, Blackwood mm-hmm. BBQ, Chicago BBQ Company, of course, Famous Dave's.
Oh, yeah.
It's all there. It's all there. You want ribs, baby? You can't get them anywhere but at this place when you want them all. All of them. All of them.
And by the way, just a suggestion. The Cubs are home that weekend. It is walking distance from Wrigley.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, I know you generally get some fans post game.
Absolutely. So. And everyone's welcome. And the Brown Line's right there. We've got wonderful transportation all around us. So come on out and celebrate with us our 20th anniversary.
Is that right? 20th anniversary. Wow.
20 years of Ribfest Chicago.
Here's the thing. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Respect your others.
Yeah.
Behave. Have fun, but behave. Lindsay will have Dave come down and throw you out if you start.
Yes, I'll be on call.
And remember that this is all going to support the amazing schools, nonprofits, and programming that we do in the North Center neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I know what a big deal it is. Well, kind of, to do this kind of work and put this amount of work into this and the million details that come up and the things that come up. So congratulations to both of you. It's a big deal.
Thank you. It's a big thank you also to Big Buzz Idea Group because they help us put this together. It's a big, big endeavor.
All right, Lynn's website one more time.
Ribfest-Chicago.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Ribfest Chicago and at North Center. And
have a good time.
Yes. Yeah. Ribfest Chicago, June 8th through 10th on Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park Road and Berteau. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, 5 to 9 Friday night and noon to 8 Saturday, noon to 7 on Sunday. So lots of time for you.
Music, come for the ribs, come for the fun.
It's 5 to 10, noon to 10, noon to 10.
Well, somebody better adjust my paperwork now.
Okay, thanks, bye. I'm
noon
digging
to 10.
In. Sorry, I waited as long
noon
as I
to 10. Now, that's better. Longer hours. That's better. All right. Anyway,
I waited as long as I could.
We're going to eat the ribs now. We'll be back. More on CLTV at 720 WJN. But, Dave, you have something?
I just want to say, call your mother.
I will.
I'll call your mother. What's coming
Hi,
up?
Mom.